Hey, podcast people, how's it going? Azrin the Language Nerd here. I have about I have 10 minutes to record this podcast episode here. And so we're just going to dive right in and get started. In this episode, I'd like to answer a question that came through from somebody on Facebook. And let me read the question to you. So the question goes as follows. I'll actually paraphrase it just a little bit. He says, I'd like to get better at my speaking in English. When I read, I understand everything. I read books, articles, newspapers. Even my listening skill is pretty good too. But my speaking is not nearly as good as my listening and my reading skills. I tried some methods to enhance it, but the results were not really good. The issue is, that I encounter when I speak is that I lose words that I want to use when I want to use them. It's really challenging for me. I would appreciate any tips that you have. He also says, for your information, I'm a French speaker. And he's like, maybe I have to avoid translating from French to English? And I says, thank you for your time. Thanks for everything you do. And that's what he wants to know. Okay, so let's talk about this here. If you want to improve your speaking, especially if you feel that your reading and your writing and listening and other elements of your language skills are good, the first thing and the most basic thing is you need to be speaking as much as you can in English. You need to do more English speaking. I think that's a very logical way to view it. So the first thing I would look at is how much English speaking are you doing and what can you do to increase the amount of English speaking that you are doing? The second thing I would say is when you are doing speaking in English, in those moments where you get stuck, you can't quite find the word, often what we do in our minds is we will find a substitute. We find another way to say the same thing. This is fantastic. In the moment, that's great because you can get your point across, you know, and without causing any big problems in the conversation. However, what I would challenge you to do is make a mental note or maybe even write it down. Write down the thing that you tried to say and didn't know how to say. And then later on, ask yourself, how could have I said that? What could have I said differently? How does that work? How can I do that? And then figure out what you would have done. Think back on it, reflect on it, and think how you could have said the exact thing that you wanted to actually say. For speaking as well, I would encourage you to figure out where you're kind of getting stuck and why you're getting stuck. It could be something as simple as you're just nervous in the moment, you don't have as much practice as you would need to really get better at speaking, and so you're just not used to it, so you get stuck. But it could be other things. It could be that you're missing some grammar and there's a particular type of situation that you struggle to communicate in. Like certain tenses in French that I used to find really difficult. Even sometimes now I might get a little stuck if I'm in a bad mood or in a bad mode, I suppose, is where you talk about like could haves and would haves. I could have done such and such thing, but I didn't have the time. Those kinds of past hypothetical situations sometimes can be a little bit tricky in like French and Spanish, for example. So maybe there's specific situations where you're getting stuck and you've got some grammar gaps. Maybe you've got some vocabulary gaps that you don't know about. That's also possible. There's some specific types of vocab that you're getting stuck on and you need to keep actually learning and improving your vocabulary knowledge. So I think what I would say is, number one, I think you probably have to do more speaking practice. You probably need to do more regular speaking in English. Thing number two is I think you have to continue your English studies. I think you have to continue your English studies and just continue to improve upon your English as a whole, as in your vocabulary, your grammar, your writing, your reading. Just some general English studies will probably do you some good. Like, for example, when I read the message you sent me, there's like mistakes in your grammar. Like I can see some very evident mistakes in your grammar, and not minor mistakes, but some bigger mistakes in your grammar. And that's okay. It's not nothing to feel bad about, but there's some mistakes in there and there's some room for you to improve. And so I think there still is some room for you to improve in your English overall. And some of the challenges you feel when you're speaking might not be a speaking error, but might be a problem in other elements of your English. You might have a grammar gap that you're not fully aware of that's causing the speaking issue. you might have a vocabulary gap that's causing the speaking issue. Does that make sense? The speaking might just be a surface level problem. So I think that's some of the things that I'd like to say based on what you've written here. I'll even say here, I'll throw this into, it's something I see pretty commonly. A lot of people I meet who say, oh yeah, I can read books and articles and newspapers, and even my listening is pretty good. You've said this, for example, in your message. A lot of people I meet who say that, even though the reading and their listening is actually reasonably good, right? They actually can read a lot of stuff and understand and listen to things and really understand. That's pretty common. But you might actually only be understanding 75% of what's being said, and you don't even realize that you're only understanding 75%. This is so common. There's one student I can think of right now. She's really strong at French. She's super strong in French. But it's kind of interesting. We were reading this book in French together in our class. And like, so we'd be reading and she'd just kind of keep reading it. And I'd be like, did you understand that? She's like, yeah, I got it. And I was like, oh, cool. Can you summarize what just happened? And she'd be like, let me read that again. And then she'd read again. And then she'd read, she'd be like, actually, wait, what's happening here? Wait, I missed this. What's happening in this scene? I actually didn't understand that. So she thought she got it. She's like, oh yeah, I'm getting this. But she wasn't. She was missing a lot. Same with when she listens. We'll watch a video or something. And then I'll say, oh, what'd you think? Oh yeah, I got everything, blah, blah, blah. Well, let's talk about it. So what'd you think of the video? Oh, well, I thought it was interesting that he said this and this. Okay, and then what was the video about? Well, it's about this guy, he's talking about politics. And I'm like, oh, so what'd you think of the scene where the guy talked about that dog? And she's like, the dog? What are you talking about? And she missed it. She didn't understand it, but she didn't even realize that she missed it. Because she understood such a big percentage of it, 75, 80, 85%, that she's like, oh yeah, I know what they're talking about. But no, she actually didn't understand everything. So that's something you might want to look at too. All I'm saying is that often people think that there's a big gap between their speaking and the reading and listening and other elements, but it's actually not as big of a gap as you think it is, because you've overestimated your listening and your reading skills. You've actually overestimated that. You've overestimated your grammar and this and that. So anyway, I got a thing starting in like 3 minutes, so gotta let you guys go. Thank you for your attention, and we'll talk very, very soon. Bye for now. See you.